Among the most critical pieces of medical equipment for treating people with COVID-19 are ventilators. But some doctors are warning about an impending shortage of the life-saving devices. For more, we're joined now by Dr. Lewis Kaplan. He's president of the Society of Critical Care Medicine and a critical care surgeon at the University of Pennsylvania. Doctor, welcome. And what do ventilators do exactly?
Ventilators are sophisticated machines that do some simple things up front. They are very good at delivering gas and mixing in oxygen to help people breathe.
So why are they so critical in responding to COVID-19 in particular?
COVID-19 impacts your lungs. It creates pneumonia. And when your lungs don't work well, you need help with the work of breathing and getting oxygen in. When that work is not sustainable, when it's too hard for you, you need a machine to help you do that work. And the ventilator is that device.
Are there any workarounds or substitutes where ventilators are not available?
There are what are called non-invasive ventilation machines. You are probably familiar with something like that called CPAP for people that have obstructive sleep apnea and snoring at night. If you have a more sophisticated device that creates two different airway pressures, we call that BiPAP. It can have a higher pressure to help you get gas in, and that lower pressure helps keep your lungs open. You are used to seeing people on TV or movies or in the hospital getting some supplemental oxygen through green plastic tubing that goes into their nose. That doesn't have very high flow, so there are those kinds of other support devices if your lung function isn't bad enough to need a ventilator.
If we have to get to the point where car manufacturers are making ventilators in their factories, which is something that President Trump has tweeted that he wants them to do for General Motors and Tesla, he says they're given the go-ahead to make ventilators. Is that something that could be done quickly?
It will depend upon a couple of things. Now, mind you, I don't run any of those manufacturing plants, but some things are common sense. You need the raw materials or the already created parts for the ventilator. But American ingenuity is creative and has vast capability. If you could run those plants 24/7 doing the things that they do so very well, the same thing at the same time repeatedly, we could make a lot of ventilators, and we could make them quickly and with high quality.
How many do we need? The report from the Center for Health Security at Johns Hopkins recently estimated there are about 160,000 available in the U.S. right now.
That's correct. That's a very good estimate. And the way to answer your question is to also know how quickly people will present who will need care that uses a ventilator. We are desperately trying to reduce the rate at which people will need that kind of support. Social distancing, all the mitigation strategies, all of the services that are closed or only have peripheral access. It is absolutely important so that when we reduce the rate at which people present for care, we can match what they need with our available resources. We need the public's help.
That is Dr. Lewis Kaplan, who is president of the Society of Critical Care Medicine and a critical care surgeon at the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for this opportunity.